Johnson was a very effective, indeed quite intelligent, politician from the Southern American frontier. And he was the kind of person that Pearson had seldom met and seldom had to deal with. He didn't feel comfortable with him. And Johnson looked at Pearson, and he really didn't know what to make of him either. Johnson did try to reach an accommodation with Pearson, and Pearson, I think, didn't really understand what Johnson was doing. Johnson was a political wheeler-dealer. He believed that he did a favor for you, you owed him one. You paid back the favor, he owed you one, and so it went. You know, it was a kind of continual leapfrog of favors. Well, that's fine. He believed that he did a favor for Canada in giving us the Auto Pact in 1965. And the Auto Pact really was the most significant economic event of Pearson's prime ministership. It transformed the economy of central Canada in particular, and actually transformed the structure of Canada's exports. We had never been a major manufacturing exporter prior to 1965, but after the Auto Pact, we certainly were. So, you know, it really was tremendously important for Canada, and Johnson stage managed it through the United States Congress.